Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Parliament has passed the Tribunals Reforms Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. When the Upper House met at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the bill. The bill aims to improve efficiency, ensure independence, transparency and uniformity in the qualifications, appointment of service of chairpersons and members of various tribunals, as well as the administration and functioning of the tribunals. The legislation also proposes to establish a National Tribunals Commission. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day after completing its business. Earlier in the day, the Upper House witnessed continuous uproar over various issues, including alleged police action during students' protests over the NEET matter. Lok Sabha has passed the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026. The bill seeks to change the name of the state of Kerala to Keralam in the first schedule of the constitution. A resolution in this regard was passed by the Kerala Legislative Assembly in June 2024. The Lok Sabha has also passed the National Cooperative Development Corporation Amendment Bill 2026. The bill aims to further amend the National Cooperative Development Corporation Act of 1962. Both the bills were passed without discussion amid uproar by opposition over several issues. After completing the business, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju accused the Congress and opposition parties of running away from a discussion on the students' protest, saying that the government is ready for a detailed discussion on the issue. Speaking to reporters at Parliament premises, Mr. Rijiju said Home Minister Amit Shah was also ready to respond to the issues raised by the opposition, but they are not allowing the House to function. Meanwhile, Congress MP Pawan Khera alleged that the Home Minister was avoiding making a statement on the matter. India Today reiterated that Arunachal Pradesh is an inalienable and integral part of India and nothing can change this indisputable reality. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, in matters relating to the border areas between India and China, the maintenance of peace and tranquility in these areas is of utmost importance for New Delhi. The spokesperson said this was also reiterated at the recently held 36th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs.
India-China Border Affairs, which was held on 6th, and you are already aware of the statement that we put out. At this meeting, the two sides engaged in frank discussions and reviewed the situation along the line of actual control. The Indian side again underlined that maintaining peace and tranquility in the border areas is essential for the overall development of bilateral relations. It was agreed to continue to use existing mechanisms, diplomatic and military channels, including the WMCC, local commander level meetings, and other agreed mechanisms to resolve outstanding issues and avoid misunderstanding and miscalculation along the line of actual control.
The ongoing Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is gaining significant momentum across the country ahead of the Independence Day celebrations, inspiring citizens from all walks of life to come together in a collective celebration of India's national pride and spirit of unity. Ghar Ghar Tiranga, Har Ghar Tiranga. Sharing a video on a social media platform, Prime Minister Modi urged countrymen to celebrate Independence Day with pride and grandeur, taking a pledge to build a Viksit Bharat. He further urged all to hoist the tricolour at their homes under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Global ratings agency Fitch Ratings has affirmed India's sovereign rating at BBB- with a stable outlook, citing robust growth prospects, improving macroeconomic stability and strong external finances. Meanwhile, the Sensex shed 388 points to close at 78,154. The Nifty lost 112 points to settle at 24,472. And in Canadian Open tennis, 19-seed Luciano Daddari of Italy will face 28-seed Brandon Nakashima of the US in the men's singles quarterfinals tonight. In the other quarterfinals, Spain's 20th-seed Rafael Jordar will take on 18-seed Arthur Fields of France later tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.